Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. John Marks alongside Ike Reese. What's going on, Ike?
Victory!
Touchdown, 1-2, 1-2-3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles fly, on the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Victory Monday here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Ike, just like the Eagles having different personalities in each win that they had this year, your victory had a different personality today. It cracked, Jack. It cracked very early into the victory.
Happy Monday.
That was awesome.
That's what happens when you have me out in the freezing rain and cold.
Oh, it wasn't nice yesterday at the Eagles game. I didn't notice.
But 2.5 hours yesterday.
I looked over at my wife and I said, if you paid me $5,000, I wouldn't go sit in that rain yesterday. But I'm a wimp. Lots of Eagles fans were out there. Ike, what's your reaction to yesterday?
Man, still catching my breath here. good win. A different win. You know, all four of these games have been a little different. And we wanted to see this team and how they would respond to adversity. They get down 14-0 in this game. First offensive series, that pick six play. Ball bouncing off the hands of, I believe, Zach Pascoe and a defender. Jacksonville able to take that in for a touchdown. And you're like, oh really? This is how we're going to start the game with the pick six? Yep. This is how today is going to go? And then the offense still didn't really get it going, and Jacksonville eventually gets in for another touchdown. Now it's 14-0. And I'm like, all right, it's going to be the day we get our first loss.
Yep.
This is going to be the first loss. Now, so here's the funny thing. At that point in my mind, I'm saying, all right, don't get anybody hurt out here today. All right, if this is going to be the loss, okay, I don't mind one loss. Let's just not start losing players. But then the second quarter came. Oh, the Eagles, the greatest second quarter team in the history of the game, man. The history of the game.
Unbelievable.
The Eagles in the second quarter. They woke up, and, man, going forward on fourth down, we'll get into the details of the game, but going forward on fourth down there on fourth and three, I was like, a few other people that said, you got to take the three here, coach. Let's just get on the board, get some points. We don't need to go for the gusto this early in the game. This could be deflating if we don't get in. But they got in, and Jalen Hurts took a big shot, sacrificing his body for the goal line. It was the only way he was going to get in, which was go through. I believe it's Devin Lloyd, right, is his name?
Yeah.
The linebacker, rookie linebacker from Utah. And, I mean, he took that hit head on. And I don't know if he and Devin Lloyd don't weigh the same amount, or Jalen may have him outweighed.
A little bit, yeah.
So close to the same. And he took that hit on, man, and got in the end zone, hopped up. And I think that woke up everyone. Because when you're a teammate and you're on the sideline, you look up at the Jumbotron, you see that, that's got to light a fire under you. Yeah. Oh, my quarterback just went out there and put it on the line. Let's go. It's go time, boys. And from that point, the whole game turned around. The whole game turned around. Defense, again, outstanding. Trevor Lawrence just putting the ball on the ground left and right, left and right. Hassan Reddick, man, his last two games, he could be in line for Defensive Player of the Week after Brandon Graham had won Defensive Player of the Week last week. Hassan Reddick could get it this week. It's a different player every week on the defensive side of the ball. That's great to see. Offensively, I would be remiss if I didn't give Booby Miles his flowers right now. Miles Sanders yesterday, best game as a Philadelphia Eagle. Best game as a Philadelphia Eagle. Not even the yards that I was impressed with. It was the touches. 27 carries, never put the ball on the ground. You got defenders punching at the ball. The ball is wet, it's slippery. He toted the rock, got tough yards when tough yards were needed. He ran behind his shoulder pads. Great game from Miles Sanders yesterday, and a quiet great game from A.J. Brown. He didn't even know A.J. Brown had five catches and 95 yards.
Yeah.
He didn't realize that. Dallas Goedert, another good game from him.
Game, yeah.
So, just, man, just a quality win, man. Just a quality win through tough conditions. Coming back from 14 down is not easy. I don't care what point of a game it is. It's never easy. And it's a good gut check win for him yesterday. Good gut check win.
Yeah, and so we have Sirianni in the first hour of the show. 2:45 again today, Jack.
The scheduled, yes.
Scheduled for 2:45, which could mean just about
five
anything.
5 minutes early, could mean 3:15, you never know.
And it throws off our entire first hour, Jack. But,
ooh,
yeah, so,
boy.
So we don't take phone calls in the first segment. We set them up. We get to the phones coming up next. 215-592-9494. Your reaction, your takeaways, et cetera, from yesterday's game. Quickly with me, I like you, Ike. They went down 14-0, and I thought the same thing. I've seen this happen a thousand times before in the NFL, where mm-hmm. you're the better team, but it's just week to week.
Yeah.
A team comes in and picks six early. They go down, they score a touchdown. It's like, oh, this is going to be the game. And then, like you said, the drive, the fourth down, the touchdown totally changed the game. The Eagles scored 29 points after that. Mm-hmm. Still got a little bit tight. Still needed some big plays
defense. Yeah.
But when we go back, like we do many times from 2017, and we kind of look at each of the wins, and we're like, yeah, remember that? Like, oh, like that was such a huge win. The Carolina win was when we started to believe. This win right here may not look all that impressive when you go back and you look, but this game was a loss until they decided they weren't going to allow it to be a loss. In the weather that they were playing in, the conditions that they were in, they didn't panic. They just went out there, and they were the better football team. I give the coaching staff a lot of credit. They were running the ball significantly. Mm-hmm. There, and they turned the game around. The defense was great. And I'll say this because I've heard some negativity regarding this win today.
I don't know what you're like.
Jalen Hurts isn't going to be perfect every week. Like, that, not at, like.
He's not?
No, he's not going to be perfect every week. He had a good game despite the pick six. It was a bad pick. He had a good game after that.
You can bounce back from a pick six, and he did.
The defense was great again. Yep. Like, you got to win against a feisty and tough opponent.
That's a good team.
In terrible conditions.
Yes.
They're probably going to win, or they could win their division, the Jags.
Yep.
So I look at yesterday as nothing but double thumbs up positive. And, like, let's go. They're 4-0. They're beating the teams they're supposed to beat. It was a weird day yesterday with the weather and everything else. Miles was great. Bradbury's interception. Like,
that was huge.
The Jags are going in to take the lead.
Yeah.
It changed momentum. And Bradbury, without Slay on the field, lays out and makes an incredible interception at the 7-yard line and rechanged the momentum of the game. Guys are stepping up, and they're doing it different ways every week. And it's impressive. It's impressive.
It is.
215-592-9494. Your reaction coming up next. We're live at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Let Chickie's cater your next party. Have the Crab Fry Express food truck. Wow, your guests. Details online, chickiesandpetes.com. We are back with your reaction and your phone calls right after this. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP.
Hey, football season is underway, so now's the perfect time to download FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, because right now new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Now, that's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just make sure you sign up using promo code Ike. Now, I've told you about some of the reasons why I love FanDuel. Now, FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from the money line to the point spreads to the player props, and my favorite of the same game parlays. All can be found on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. That's why I love the FanDuel app. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. So sign up today with promo code Ike for your no-sweat first bet. Again, that's the promo code Ike, and make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hurts gives it off to Sanders to the 5. In for the touchdown goes Miles Sanders, 10 yards out.
You got to let the big dogs eat. It's a great run off the right side by Miles Sanders.
Mike said before that we'd find out about the Eagles' resilience. I think we have.
We're back, Marks and Reese, live at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philadelphia tonight. After we're finished at 6 o'clock, Brandon Graham Show right here at Cheeks and Pizza in South Philly, followed by the Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Elliott Shore Park. Tonight's guest, the Kobe Dean, the rookie.
The Kobe.
Joins you guys coming up at 7 o'clock. The Phillies' magic number is down to 1 as they play tonight against the Astros.
Oh, the Fightins.
Oh, Jack's ready to put his stuffed animals and jump on top of them like it's a pile.
Are we popping bottles?
Jack?
100% popping bottles. The Padres popped bottles last night after a loss.
They
did. Who cares?
They should celebrate. There should be a mob on the mound, and they should. Yes. 2007.
I hope it's not after a loss, though.
You can't do that. 2007, after they clinched, I was in the Phillies clubhouse, and that was a lot of fun. And that was the first time in forever that they were in the playoffs. So it's absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
T-shirts. I'm going to get T-shirts.
Yes, T-shirts. Jack, are they on order? The 2022 wild card winning Phillies.
Wild card participating.
Let's get one more win before we celebrate two.
That's
much.
True.
Or
That's
one
true.
Brewer loss.
Yes.
Twitter questions today, and Nick Sirianni's coming up at 2:45. Scheduled to come up at 2:45. It's day after press conference. And this is important, Ike. We want to know what's up with the injuries.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with Jordan Mailata? I mean, that was a good win yesterday. That's a potential disaster depending on Slay and Mailata.
Yeah. Two pretty important players right there.
So Sirianni, I'm thinking or hoping, addresses that with greater detail than he's been able to coming up at 2:45 and everything else. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment at Mark's Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Jack Fritz, are the Eagles the best team in the NFL? That's the question that we ask people out there.
That's a big question. That's a big question. And we know the teams in the AFC are loaded. I don't think they're the best team in the NFL, but they might have the best roster in the NFL.
Well, why don't you think they're the best team in the NFL?
Because I still don't believe in the coach and quarterback to be that great. I think they're great. Like, I think they're good for this, but are they that level? You know what I mean? Like, are they ready to put this team in the Super Bowl? Like, I think they're good enough right now, division, and it's a championship game, but are they best in the league?
Neutral site. I'm trying to think. Because it's easy if you're playing here to play anybody or give them the advantage if you're playing in their building. I'm just thinking neutral site.
I think they're one-point underdogs to the Chiefs.
To the Chiefs,
yeah.
The Bills.
1 or 2 point underdog. I don't think it's a pick 'em.
Right.
Not yet.
Only because their quarterbacks get the slight edge over Jalen. That's what it is. But if I'm looking at the teams, these teams, there isn't a team, at least right now, we can only go about the 4 games that we've watched and what's in our present day. From a man-to-man matchup, I take the Eagles with anybody. And here's why. There's a couple of reasons. The quarterback, if I'm assuming he's going to continue to play at the level in which he's played at this year, I'm okay with that. That's good enough to beat any of these guys. You know why? Because the defense is good enough to go up against any of these offenses. If you're telling me the Ravens can hold Buffalo to 20 points, Miami can hold Buffalo to 19 points, why can't the Eagles? Why can't the Eagles with their defense? We know how good Stephon Diggs is. I knew how good Justin Jefferson was, too, before Slay put the clamps on him. So all I'm saying is with the way that we're playing right now, healthy, I like our chances. I get a slight edge to those quarterbacks over Jalen. I don't have an argument there. I agree with that. But from an entire team standpoint, we got enough on offense to go with anybody.
No, and the Eagles are going in that game confident.
Yes.
Right? Like they're and again, it's 4 games in, but the defense has a certain swagger to it. They know. And then the offense is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, Jalen leads these guys for being a young player. They really look to him. And the hit that he took, you were talking about it on the touchdown. There was helmet-to-helmet contact in that. He took a shot and just kind of barreled right in the end zone. And they know they can count on that from him.
Yeah. And it's nothing new to have a young quarterback sort of galvanize the locker room and become a leader. Pat Mahomes did it.
Josh Allen did it.
And like these guys became starters when they were 27.
Well, Donovan, and we'll talk to Donovan at 4 o'clock today. Donovan did it.
So you can do it as a young player as long as your play backs it up. And that's what Jalen has going for him. So, man, it's I like what we got. I like where the team is at right now. I really do like where the team is at.
All right, let's start off with Ike Reese's number one ranked caller on the show, Chuck from Mount Airy.
Okay.
Chuck, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Hey, yo, Johnny! Listen, yo, Ike, you look sharp yesterday, buddy. You look sharp yesterday.
Oh, thank you, bro. Thank you. Appreciate
Ooh.
It.
Ooh! Hey, baby. Yeah! Yeah! Now, listen, this team go against anybody, Jack Fritz. Pin him up against anybody. Bring the Chiefs on, the Bills on, anybody. I tell you why. Listen, this thing got real yesterday. And I'm excited for 4-0 because 4-0 is different from 3-0, 2-0, 1-0. 4-0 is legitimate. And I'm going to tell you this team, man, churches and serves. Trey Sermon. Trey Sermon.
Yeah, how about
man?
That a couple carries for Trey Sermon? Look good.
That's what I'm saying. That 1-2 punch with Miles Sanders and Trey Sermon sprinkling a little game well with Hurst doing what he's doing and that offensive line, you got yourself a recipe for a great running game which can travel with the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Now, this defense, I'm a little worried about the injuries and Mailata. Yeah. Now, all you people out there told my Brown should have made that tackle. Brown should have did exactly what he did because if he got hurt trying to make a tackle on a meaningless play like that, then where would we have been? He would have been sent all AJ Brown's down. But I'm glad he did what he did. He don't get
No, you're not. No, you're not, Chuck. No, you're not. No, you're not, Chuck. No, you're not. Tell me the last wide receiver that got injured by putting in a little effort to try to tackle a guy. Like, I'm not opening. Hang on a second. I didn't open the show bitching about A.J. Brown, but let's keep it real. That looked pathetic, dude. Come on. You got to put in more effort than that.
Miles Leonard, that's the reason why he's hurt right now. He's trying to tackle a guy when he shouldn't even been doing that. Some wild play. If A.J. Brown gets paid to catch the football and do what he does and what he's been doing, I'm glad he's still on the team and not hurt. So all you people out there want to complain about something. This defense is top-notch. And I tell you right now, all you people out there, you better go place a bet on the Fluffy Eagles because we're going to the Super Bowl this year.
He's back in. Chuck, you're officially back. Congratulations.
No. Listen. I never left.
Bill.
Why keep saying I'm back? And, Jack, you can do that little stupid drop for us all you want. Because I tell you one thing, right? I've always been a Fluffy Eagles fan.
I know.
I've had questions about
but Chuck. But I know, Chuck. I have been too, but I also had doubts about the team and the quarterback, right? So, like,
because you sit there 1 week you're on, 1 week you're off, and you try to say me.
Similar
like
to you.
I'm
what do you
not
mean?
Off the board at
you're
all.
More of a flip-flopper than me.
Hey, I don't know.
The influence. You're on the radio every day.
Right.
Influencing
right.
people to do different
all
things.
Right.
I'm not following your lead no more. I'm following all these Fluffy Eagles are legitimate. And I'm
all
so
right.
happy to be a fan this year. And let me say something real quick about Jalen Hurts, right?
Yeah.
Real quick. This team, this guy is a leader, right? And I don't give a damn about Wade from Chester. You ain't nobody. I ain't got to go through you to be happy for Jalen. This guy went through what happened yesterday was, like you said, he got hit in that end zone, and those guys followed that. Guy got heart, the guy's a leader, and the guy can play his ass off, and I'm happy he's a Fluffy Eagle. That's it.
It's from the number one caller.
All right, Chuck.
There you go, Chuck.
There he is. Chuck's back. Don't say he's back, though, Ike. He never left.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was a good way to start.
That was awesome.
For sure.
Chuck's on board, fully on board.
All right, since he brought it up, A.J. Mm-hmm. Brown, if you saw the video on the pick six, like it was explained that he was maybe looking for the strip and when he didn't get that.
Who explained that?
I don't know. Nobody well, that's for sure.
So, who explained that?
Just on the record, what did you think about the effort level on
A.J.? Come on, man. He pulled a Teddy Bridgewater, man. You remember when Slay ran past Bridgewater last year?
And he just was like, nah. I'm good.
Yeah. Now, you can say they won and it's okay because they won and you'd rather have him healthy. We all would rather have him healthy. But this is Philadelphia now. Let's not start ignoring effort and hustle when we say that's our DNA. So it doesn't mean A.J.'s a bad player and you need to start disliking A.J. Brown. It's saying that you acknowledge what you saw with your eyes, which is A.J. Brown could have made a better effort to make that tackle. Flat out.
Yep. Well, I mean,
it doesn't mean he would have gotten injured.
But, like,
I saw DK Metcalf run 95 yards to tackle somebody from getting in the end zone.
Well, it ended up being 6 points, which is a pick six, which is pretty important. Where does he get more harm? Trying to make a tackle or when he has the ball and everybody's trying to tackle him? It's not like he's not at risk of getting injured on pretty much every play.
Sure.
That he's out there.
I know what you're saying. Yes.
Like,
he's a receiver.
Yeah,
we don't need to make excuses for him. Yeah. And I'm sure the coaches, it's easier to make that correction and point that out when you win the football game. You know, and you get in the meeting room, you think the fellas in there like, man, what is AJ doing, man? Like, bro, you could have caught him right there.
A lot of excuses out there.
Yeah.
But
I'm less worried about it. Listen, it's cool, man. But, like I said, it's like the Teddy Bridgewater play last year when Slay ran right by him.
He didn't try.
Yeah, they got in the meeting room was like, Teddy, you could at least dove in front of him or something, trip him up or something.
Just showed like you cared one bit.
Now, I will say, I don't need my quarterbacks making tackles. Right. Now, I will say that.
Well,
AJ's 220 pounds.
Because.
Isn't he swole Batman?
Yeah,
we could have used swole Batman.
Skinny
right there.
Batman, we don't want making that play. Swole
right.
Batman, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. Corey, I'm glad we addressed that earlier.
We addressed
Corey
it. Yeah,
in
we're
Columbus,
good.
Ohio. Corey, go ahead. How are you?
What's up, Johnny Mark? I agree.
Corey?
What's up, Corey? Corey came by yesterday.
Yeah, I got the link up.
I met him yesterday.
Jack.
Mm-hmm. I didn't remember you were coming in, Corey. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right, hey, on, man.
Listen, I got a few points. So first thing, when the last time our defense was number one in sacks and turnovers? We number one in sacks and turnovers in the NFL right now.
One of Ike's teams, I'm sure.
that's crazy, right? Yeah. The second thing is, what I love right now about this team is that we're winning games and we're not even playing our best. Like games we not scoring in the second half. You know, we got games where, you know, Jalen is not 100% playing, like, you know, MVP level. Like, Jalen might be in the MVP race for, like, 15 rushing touchdowns and 12 passes.
Really, yeah.
And the last point, what Jack said about – let's remember, I was the first person to say we was the best team in NFL, like, 3 weeks ago.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Uh-oh. No, everybody's going to claim when they said it first.
Remember I was like, who am I afraid I'm going to build? Stephon Diggs, we got Slay for him. Remember, I said that. Mm-hmm. But listen, this is one thing about Jalen Hurts, and people could disagree with. But when the game on the line, this is where your intangibles, where I be saying this means a lot. Patrick Mahomes, he won a Super Bowl, I get it. You know, Josh Allen, he won a Super Bowl. I mean, he never wins, so he went to the AFC Championship game. But Jalen Hurts, when the game on the line, something about him I just trust. Like, I've seen, you know, Patrick Mahomes lose games for his team. I've seen, you know, Josh Allen lose games for his team. Other than the Giants game last year, I never seen Jalen cost us a win when we need him. And that's why I put him up against anybody in the league. Tom Brady, Foles beat Tom Brady. Jalen can knock that dude off too. Brady ain't nothing, not no more. And we, mm-hmm. I ain't gonna say the SD word yet, but we on the way, and we gonna knock off the Cardinals this week too. Go Birds, baby.
All right, Corey.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, Jalen Hurts isn't the best quarterback in the NFL, but he's certainly good enough. So that's for sure.
So A.J. Brown addressed this, the whole tackle thing.
Yes.
He tweeted it out. Yeah. He says, lack of effort, no, never. Bad decision, yes, LOL. He said, my thought process was to strip the ball and get it back because defensive guys don't know how to carry the ball, but I got blocked. I'll just tackle him the next time. LOL, forgive me.
You addressed it.
Yeah, it's all. Yeah, it's yeah. I don't think anybody really is outraged by it. I think people want to be upset at people who brought it up. That's almost like saying, why are you bringing up Jalen's pick six yesterday? They won the game because he threw a pick six yesterday. That's why we're bringing it up.
Right.
Like, yeah, because he threw one. Yeah.
It's not the lead, and it's yes. not saying, like, I don't care if it's they like, won. Damn it, he threw
yeah,
a pick
yeah,
six.
AJ, bro, yes, yeah, so relax. Let's stop being so sensitive.
We're allowed to bring up the bad things that also happen
yes,
in the
it's
games.
Okay.
Overall, everybody bounced back
yes.
from it. AJ had a great day.
And he clearly says bad decision, yes. That means he should have made a better effort for the tackle.
So that's where I heard the strip.
The strip thing,
it was
yeah.
actually AJ that
because he brought it up, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Which does make sense. Defensive players don't usually get to carry the ball.
And how many times have we seen where first down?
Yeah. Yeah. It just when the guy's running right by you, it just doesn't look good on film.
The video was not yes. it was not flattering for AJ Brown. People are above the Jalen Hurts train, Jack Fritz.
There you go.
Nobody more, the conductor of the Jalen Hurts
Uh-oh.
Train. And I believe on a day like this, does he get the theme music?
Oh yeah.
Or,
okay.
OG Wade from Chester joins us. OG Wade, how are you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Ow. Ow. Yes. Hey, cut that audio. Cut that audio.
Ow.
Yes. Hey,
oh
listen.
My God.
Hold on. Let me address this pigeon one more time, okay? Hey, Chuck. You ain't no man. So you's a beta male. You don't know how to stand on your own. So stop acting like it's Wade from Chester that made you feel some type of way about a Jalen Hurts. We've been trying to tell you the brother can play. You the one that said he can't play in this league. So take your ass whooping like, you know, like a man. We ain't got to trust in this. You want to get on board? Get on board and shut your damn mouth. Don't come up here trying to justify what you got to say about the Duke. Leave it alone. Now, let me talk to this thing, man. How y'all doing today?
Great, man. We're doing great.
What's up, OG?
Victory Monday 4-0. Let's do it.
Man, listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. This game against the Cardinals and the game against the Cowboys right after that, those are both wins. You know why I say that? We would have beat the Cardinals the last time we was there had we had cornerback. Because Jalen did. Remember, he fumbled that ball and then came back and went on and right the ship. We could have won that game. The Cowboys game, the same thing. Fletcher was out. We ain't had no corners. Man, it's going to be a whole nother day. I'm telling you. So we will win those next two games. Now, I also ride with my T-shirt. Don't eat the rat poison one game at a time. So we can talk that. But for them guys, I need them guys to stay locked in where they at right now. And I'm telling you, Ike.
Yeah.
And you, Johnny boy.
Yes.
I think we can beat every team in the NFL. And the reason why I say that, it's not a homer thing. It's the fact that we can run the ball. Those other two, Kansas City and Buffalo, can't run the ball. So once you take that pass away, or if Pat Mahomes comes in, and I don't need them to have no off damn day, I think we can mano-a-mano, and we can slow that down. So we can run the ball. We can beat you in a multitude of facets of ways. That's why I say the Eagles is the best team in the NFL. Stop that, Mike.
All right, Wade. Appreciate it.
All right, OG.
Here's a household tip from my family to yours. For the most reliable hot waters for your showers, laundry, and more, choose a water heater that's built to be the best. Choose Bradford White because how you heat your water matters, and a professionally installed Bradford White water heater will give your family all the hot water that they need year after year, just like it has in my home. So ask your plumbing professional about Bradford White or visit BradfordWhite.com to learn more and to find a pro near you. American-owned, American-strong, Bradford White. Yeah, I mean, like, I saw, for the most part, it's been positive. The Eagles are 4-0. I don't know how you can, outside of getting inside the game and saying, like, all right, this happened, this wasn't good. The fact that they had some pretty significant injuries during the game, or at least from significant personnel, they were behind 14-0. And like you said, I felt the same way. It was like, well, it's going to be one of these days where they fall behind early, they can't get going because of the weather, and, like, everything just seems to go wrong. They didn't flinch, and I think they were using that word after the game. They didn't flinch at all. They got that first touchdown, and then they rolled them from there. It was a really impressive win in a game that I've seen Eagles teams lose 100 times.
Yeah, I mean, what you're seeing is a team that believes they should and can win every game, so they're not going to lay down. And going down 14 early in this game, I guess I should not be surprised, but you just continue to learn about the makeup of this team. And they're showing you that they have a little grit and they do have some character to them. And it isn't just about getting up early on a bad team. I'm not going to all of a sudden flip and say the Jags aren't a good football team. I felt the Jags were a good football team coming in, you know, and they played in the same weather conditions that the Eagles played in. The Jags didn't take care of the football. The Eagles did.
Eagles.
And when I say that, I don't mean that the Jags just dropped the ball. You know, although Trevor Lawrence did do that twice, but there were some strip sacks in there as well where the Eagles caused those turnovers.
Hassan Reddick he's going after the ball.
Yes.
All right, so coming up next, Nick Sirianni, his day after press conference, Ike, but we're demanding he addresses the injuries. So
we're demanding?
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean he has to answer it, but we're hoping that Nick Sirianni talks about some significant injuries. It'd be good to know. Everything else from yesterday's game, Nick Sirianni coming up right after this. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chiggies and Pete's, the best in-game experience, Chiggies and Pete's. Watch all the pro and college football action, Chiggies and Pete's. Go to ChiggiesandPete's.com. Nick Sirianni, then your phone calls. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.